Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
WBEN. This is the Joe Beamer Show. Chris Kroc filling in for the inimitable Joe Beamer. Was with you last Thursday. Had a great time. Really enjoyed you very much, actually, in this great station. So we have the horrible transgender terrorist shooting in Minneapolis. We've seen this before, particularly in Nashville with that transgender terrorist. Similarly, deciding to target a Christians and a Christian church, and similarly having wicked evil. And my reaction to, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to play some audio. I watched the 20-minute video. You probably have too, of this transgender terrorist who killed himself after murdering two children and shooting around 17 others, and some adults as well. By God's grace, the rest of them are expected to make a full recovery, which is so wonderful to hear. We have heroes, by the way. I'll pop this guy off first. We have heroes. This little 10-year-old boy is such a sweetheart. I love this little guy. This little guy is talking like he's 25 or 35 years old, and it's just unbelievable. This little boy, I heard his voice and how he was talking in the interviews kind of throughout the day yesterday, and I finally got to see him, little redhead, cute little boy, and here he is. This is one of the good things to come out of this transgender terrorist attack yesterday. Listen to this, sweetheart.
We just got into Mass, and it was like 3 minutes after. It was very scary. It was like my friend got shot in the back. He was like laying on top of me, like making sure I was safe, and he got hit. So that was really brave of him.
And you have a nick on your neck?
Yeah, that was, I don't even know what it's from. Kind of looks like debris or something.
But that came from during this?
Yeah.
How are you feeling? You seem pretty put together here, but then it's got to be tough.
Yeah, I'm just like confused kind of because I never thought it would happen.
Can you believe this little guy? He is this. I'm like, when I first heard, I'm like, who is this kid? He's amazing. What the heck? And he's like diagnosing himself. This is unbelievable. This kid's a little genius. So God bless him. I'm so proud of him. And just for speaking, as one of the children in this horrible terrorist transgender attack. But I'm gonna play like probably 10 seconds of a clip. I culled two pieces of audio from the terrorist, the transgender terrorist, 20-minute video that he posted. and was taken down not too long after by YouTube. But it's important for you to hear what he sounds like, because this, as I mentioned in the last segment, this kid is satanic. I mean, this is absolute evil. You know, a lot of people on the left don't want to admit that evil exists and it's real and it is among us. And when you hear this, you'll understand. I call this little soundbite, I name them, and I call it Satanic Sounds, because that's what this kid sounds like. And what shocked me is yesterday, last night, in my deep, deep dive on this, I saw the journal that this transgender terrorist wrote out. He wrote in some bizarre language that the New York Post predominantly decoded. But he had a picture of him with his AR slung around his back at a booth meeting with Satan. You know, the devil with horns and everything. It's like, wow. I mean, this is overt. This is open. And this is the exact same type of thing. We saw the exact same thing with the transgender terrorist in Nashville. And they both regaled at specifically hunting little children down and slaughtering them. There is no better example of evil than these two transgender terrorists. This is a real thing that is happening. The left seeks to go out of the way and try to protect transgender minors. Adults, no one, I've not heard anybody say anything about adults. It's their business. I have no problem with that. This is about children up till age 18 and such. These parents, and by the way, I'd say even into up to maybe 21 or something, these parents did everything. They did everything that the left tells them to do. They put this boy on a pedestal. They seemingly worshiped his transgender ideology. Dad, at 17 years of age, they took him down to the courthouse for $300 and some odd. They changed his name from Robert to Robin. Because, why? Because mom and dad were wrong. Mom and dad were wrong. He is not a boy, he's a girl. And mom and dad are entertaining this mental illness, this young boy. And this is not attacking transgender people. This is attacking the idea of taking a young boy who is confused and has mental illness, and entertaining it and taking it to the full limit of whatever this young mentally disturbed boy wanted. They made him in control. They made him the parent. He is his own God with a little G. He is the, not only is he the clay, but he's also the potter. God was wrong. He is right. The parents say, oh, God was wrong and we're wrong. You're right, 17-year-old boy. You're in charge. And look where it got him. They did everything that leftist transgender parents are supposed to do. They did everything that people like this crazed Nebraska legislator was screaming about here. She just yells it for like a minute and a half. This is on the floor of the Nebraska Senate. All this stuff. They did everything that this Minnesota Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan said at a press conference when Tim Walz, the governor of Minnesota, made Minnesota trans sanctuary state. Here you go. Nobody said no to the boy. The mom didn't say no. The dad didn't say no. The governor didn't say no. The lieutenant governor didn't say no. Everybody told him and did everything he wanted. And look where he is. Look where the children are. This woman is the lieutenant governor who held a press conference after Walz signed that executive order making it a trans sanctuary state. She's wearing a shirt with a knife on it that says protect trans kids.
Because let's be clear. This is life-affirming and life-saving healthcare.
Now, that's a lie. This is the lie that they're going to kill themselves if you don't do what they want. It's, that's extortion. I'll kill myself if you don't do what I want. And that's a lie. In fact, don't ever forget this. If you only remember one thing from my two-hour fill-in today, don't ever forget this. I think it was the ACLU with its lawyer in that lawsuit trying to stop, I think it was Tennessee, where they were ending chemical castration and quote-unquote gender-affirming care, which is the opposite. It's entertaining mental illness in the state of Tennessee. When they said they banned any treatment for minors with transgender stuff, with chemicals or surgeries or whatever. And it went in front of the U.S. Supreme Court this past, I think it was earlier this year or it was late last year. Chase Strangio is a man who says he's a woman, I believe, or it's a woman, He's a woman that says he's a man, or he's a man that says he's a woman. I think he is a man that says he's a woman. He was the lead plaintiff attorney that argued in front of the U.S. Supreme Court, and it was, I believe, Justice John Roberts who said, Chief Justice, who said, you're telling me, just like this lieutenant governor just did that I played for you, you're telling me that if transgender kids don't get their surgeries and their chemicals, that they are more likely to kill themselves. Can you cite any statistics? Is there any study you can cite? And you know what he said? This is the top flight. This is at the Supreme Court. You know what he said? No. There are no studies. There is no proof. Let me tell you something. The idea that suicidality increases when they don't get what they want. A child doesn't get what a child wants. Do you not see this? Whether it's candy, going out unsupervised for too long, or going somewhere they shouldn't go, a child gets what he wants. The parents are entertaining mental illness. But Chase Strangio, the attorney for the plaintiffs in that case for Tennessee, could not cite an example because there are no studies. There is no demonstrable proof that suicidality increases. You know why suicidality increases? Because, and I was mentioning earlier in the last segment, that this is a spiritual thing. There's a total spiritual component to this. And I'm not going to preach at you, but I'm going to tell you. The spiritual component is to trick children and others into butchering themselves, into giving themselves medications, into doing everything that you are told. And because you're miserable, you may have, there's a much higher incidence of suicidality in transgender people in general. But if you do all this, it'll be a panacea. Everything will be fine. So they butcher themselves. They do all these things like this young man, this transgender terrorist in Minneapolis did. And guess what happens when they get to the end of it and they realize they're even worse off because they butchered, they did all these things to themselves. And where are they? They're worse than when they were before they did this. And that's when I think the guy downstairs laughs at them. Look what I got you to do and look where you're at now. You are in a deeper, darker hole than ever before, which makes you more likely to want to take your life or makes you more likely to want to hurt people because you have hatred, you have pain inside, and you never got the help you should have gotten. And let me reiterate this again. If you have a transgender child or a child who's got gender dysphoria, you don't condemn them, you don't attack them, you don't scoff or mock at them, you don't tell them you don't love them. You tell them, I love you, and I'm going to go to the gates of hell for you, but that's not my values. And you lovingly hold their hand and shepherd them through this time. And by the time they're about 20, 21, 22, almost 90-some-odd percent, according to the former head of the Center for Gender Dysphoria at Johns Hopkins, says, at that point, most of them say, you know what, I'm good. Can you imagine this? These parents who entertain this horrible illness these children have. And we all have mental illness troubles, or many of us do, or know people that do. And instead of getting the loving help, they entertain it all. It's horrifying. Let me play the rest of this lieutenant governor in the press conference when they declared Minnesota transgender sanctuary state.
When our children tell us who they are, it is our job as grownups to listen and to believe them.
Can you believe this? When your child tells you who you are, not when you tell your children who they are, not when you define who they are, when a child becomes their own God with a little g, you entertain that to the full tilt. They are in charge. This is evil. Make sure you understand your child is in charge, not you. And make sure you put your child on a pedestal. And whatever they tell you, you do. Otherwise, you're a bad parent and your child will kill himself. This is freaking evil. Can you believe she says that openly and doesn't realize how much of a buffoon or how horrible she looks saying that? When your child tells you whatever they want, you do it. That's what these parents did. That's what these parents did. And they ignored the elephant in the room the whole time. And the elephant in the room is, my son has a mental illness. My son needs love, unconditional love. But my son's mental illness needs to be treated respectfully, lovingly, but firmly in a loving way. This is wild. This is what's happening. I'm going to ask you some questions. Oh, and I wanted to play the evil. Let me play the evil, because this is evil. There is evil, and this is it. All right? And you need to hear it. All right? This is only 10 seconds, but these are two little clips from the transgender terrorist in his 10-minute, 20-minute video he released.
We just got into mass, and it was like 3 minutes after.
That is the wrong one. Gosh darn it. Here we go. Let me get that right here. Where is it? There it is.
Swing. Here's my note to my family.
All right. Tell me that's not evil. Tell me he's not evil. Tell me this isn't demonic. He had stuff written on his gun, as you know. Where is your God? F this world for the children. Ha, ha, ha. Israel must fall. 6 million Jews. He said 6 million wasn't enough, meaning the Holocaust. By the way, God says, if you bless Israel, I will bless you. If you curse Israel, I will curse you. This is good versus evil. This whole this whole thing here is evil. And he also had one that said, kill Donald Trump on his rifle. We know that. I'm going to ask you a few questions now. And I have a bunch more audio. We're going to get into how CNN won't, all these reporters don't even know what a semi-automatic weapon is. The senior justice correspondent at CNN and the reporter that he was talking to on the air, oh, yeah, you squeeze one trigger and dozens of bullets go off. These people that are telling you about this stuff have no idea what they're reporting about. But let me ask you this. Do you think, here's a couple questions. Listen closely. I want to hear from you. I love taking your calls at 716-803-0930, 716-803-0930, or star 930. Do you think transgenderism is a mental illness? How much of a connection do you think there is to transgenderism and violence and killing? You also can think about Trantifa. You had a cult called the Zizians, former Bay Area-based trans death cult, reports Andy Ngo. Linked to 8 brutal homicides and suicides. They claim transphobes were targeting them. So, and my third question is, should we stop worshiping, quote-unquote, transgender kids and get them loving help instead? All right, I'm going to repeat those questions. Pop on the right now. Lines wide open. Do you think transgenderism is a mental illness? How much of a connection do you think there is to transgenderism and violence and killing? And should we stop worshiping, quote unquote, transgender kids and getting them and instead get them the loving help that they need? All right. 716-803-0930, 716-803-0930, or star 930 on your cell phone. This is Chris Kroc filling in for Joe Beamer, News Radio 930 WBEN.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusion. Supply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I only keep the long hair because it's pretty much my last shred of being trans, the terrorist of Minneapolis wrote. I'm tired of being trans. I wish I never brainwashed myself. Remember what the Democrats and the liberals and the leftists say. Whatever they tell you, you do it. They tell you they're trans, you absolutely honor that. And he says, I wish I never brainwashed myself. See, he was allowed to brainwash himself most likely through social media. And stuff from the left. So he was brainwashed in his own words. And his parents entertained it to the full hilt. Oh, we're so proud of you. He wrote, I can't cut my hair now as it would be an embarrassing defeat. And it might be. See, I told you. Spiritually, they're laughed at. And then they are more despondent. I can't cut my hair now as it would be an embarrassing defeat. And it might be a concerning change of character that could get me reported. It just always gets in my way. I will probably chop it on the day of the attack. I regret being trans, he also wrote. I wish I was a girl. I just know I can't achieve that body with the technology we have today. I also can't afford that. Can you imagine if this young man had gotten treatment over the last six, seven years since he, quote-unquote, brainwashed himself? I don't treatment to not bless the mental illness, but to help it in a loving, gentle way. He wrote, I don't want to dress girly all the time, but I guess sometimes I really like it. I know I'm not a woman, but I definitely don't feel like a man. That's a mental illness, and it needs treatment. Here's Jake Tapper on Fake News CNN, making sure to entertain this mental illness after the trans terrorist is even dead from killing himself and killed children.
Another piece of the puzzle as to who the shooter was. The Minneapolis Star Tribune says, according to court records, because there's been some confusion about what the shooter's name was.
Yes.
That Robin Westman's mother applied to change her child's name in 2019. It was, at one point, Robert Paul Westman.
Correct.
But since she identifies as a female and wants her name to reflect that identification, was underage.
You gotta honor the terrorist. And I just read to you. Does Jake Tapper not read this stuff? And yet he still entertains us because he is a leftist, a hardcore leftist who's afraid of being eaten alive by his own.
It's now Robin West, another piece of...
Yeah, so there you go. We got to entertain the terrorist in death. Couple questions I'm asking you. Do you think transgenderism is a mental illness? How much of a connection do you think there is to transgenderism and violence and killing? And should we stop, quote-unquote, worshiping transgender kids and get them loving help instead? Peggy in Lockport, you've called in at 716-803-0930, 716-803-0930, or star 930. It's Chris Rock and for Joe Beamer. You're on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hi, Chris.
Hi.
I watched the video that you're referencing.
Yeah.
2 points. One, the letter that you're referring to was a hard read. It just screams, help me, in so many different ways. And two, where did he get all those weapons? And how did his parents not know about it? I cannot believe the amount of magazines and bullets and guns just strewed across his bed. I don't even, that would never take place in my house. I don't know how that can go unseen by parents.
Let me tell you a couple things. The first point you made is he was crying out for, screaming out for help, and nobody did anything. His parents did. They ran with it. They said, yes, you're right. Yes,
you're right.
You're a woman. Yes,
you're right. They did. And I don't know when kids telling parents the way things are happened. Like in my generation, I'm 54. There's no way. No way my parents would be like, oh, yeah, sure, Peggy, do whatever you want. Or here, let me help you. There was rules set in place.
You know
for my own good, I might
add. Mental illness or not mental illness, but mental issues or physical issues. When I was like 16, I was a late bloomer, and I still was nowhere near it. And so I was begging my mom in the car one time, and I don't even know. I think there's no internet. I didn't hear about this. I just came up with it. I said, I need hormones. I need hormones because I'm like the last person in my school that hasn't started puberty. And I was miserable. Mm-hmm. And so there was a psychological aspect to it, but it was also just the physical aspect to it. So it's not the same thing, and it's not mental illness, but it's still in the realm, if you will. You know, I want to do something to my body. And my mom said, no, absolutely not. And so that was that.
Do you feel like there's an aspect of like a peer pressure point on that?
No.
On that at all?
Here's what I do think. I don't think it's peer pressure per se. I think it's the you've seen and heard the transgender phenomenon thing in schools where all of a sudden one person or two people start doing it, and then you have massive amounts of kids all of a sudden saying they're transgender and they're not.
Right. Kind of like the Whalen Ship Project. Yeah.
So it literally is a contagious, a social contagion where it becomes the cool thing. Because right now, for the past, 5-10 years, you are literally worshipped, in my words, in my feeling. If you become transgender, you are walking on water. You are in charge. You hear all these leftists today and yesterday and the parents, everything you want, if that kid wants, you do. Can you imagine? You are your own god. You remake your sex. Your parents do whatever you tell them to do? This is insane.
It is. I think, you know, first let me start out by saying I'm not anti-gay at all. I have my best friend's gay. I have family members that are gay. This isn't that. This is, you're taking children whose brain is not developed and be like, yes, that's what you want. Sure. Let me alter everything about you.
You're in charge, not me.
Yeah, and I just don't understand. Like, I feel like the adults of the world need to, like, stop and think.
Because
this is just insane.
They are, I think what this is I say this a lot, the left I think I mentioned it last Thursday when I was on Filling in for Joe. I was driving to downtown to church the other day. I'm in Dallas. And it was like not the other day, the other month when they were all firebombing Teslas and hating Elon Musk. And we drove under an overpass towards downtown Dallas, and there were these people protesting him on Sunday morning. And I just pointed up to my wife and I said, look, that's their church. And so this is their church. This is what their faith is in, a political agenda. It's really a sad place to be. And so they follow it to the T. They do everything that they're told. And it's a very sad and scary place to be. Let's go to the guns. You're saying, how could he get the guns? And you would never allow that many guns in the house, for example. Okay, first of all, the police said in the past 24 hours that he bought the guns legally. He's 23. So this is 6 years after his parents changed his name as a 17-year-old minor. And, you know, getting the name change means he was probably being radicalized and in his own words, brainwashed, probably when he was 16, 15 years old, right? That makes sense?
Right, yeah.
COVID was somewhere around, 2021, I think it was. I don't remember the exact. So we're looking at those times are matching up where the kids are at home and they're being seriously radicalized by the left and other stuff. Because the TikTok, the Chinese, it's a Chinese malware app, and they're seeing all this stuff about hate your government, you know, hate the cops, hate the Constitution, right. It's racist, and, you know, cut your, thwack your hoo-ha off and become a woman, or if you're a woman, cut your breastuses off, as it were. I like to say that for comedy's purpose, for a little levity right. In this conversation.
Right.
Cut your breastuses off, and you'll be great. So, anyway, I think that's part of it. But the guns, let me go to the guns. I have a bunch of guns, and I have four 30-round magazines, which is what comes with standard with AR-15, and they're fully loaded. And I have a couple hundred other shells, whatever you want to call them, shells, but bullets on standby for it.
Right.
And I've got handguns and such. I want to add a shotgun to my repertoire, but you know, there's nothing wrong with it if you're not mentally ill or mentally ill person's in your house and you don't have it insanely locked up. So
right. The
parents allowed this, and I believe what the how could his parents not know? Did you hear the little audio I played of him laughing satanically?
Yeah, it's very
Yeah, so the parents
said, which
it's
is
demonic.
Absolutely what that is.
Yeah, yeah. For those who are just tuning in, I'm going to play it real fast because it's important for people to hear it.
Swing. Here's my note to my family.
We would be hearing the same things from that transgender terrorist in Nashville, Audrey Hale, who targeted Christian school and church and a house of worship. By the way, she went to that school, if my recollection serves me right, and this guy went to the school that he shot up and killed, and his mom worked there. There's a lot of similarities in these transgender terrorists killing people, mass shootings, and literally satanically hunting down children to kill them and regaling in it. But the parents
This individual needed an exorcism is what he needed.
You know what? This individual was mentally ill, and I think that he was being he was demonic. He was being demonically led, and he was totally sold out for it. I told you about the you saw the sketch of him meeting hanging out with Satan at some booth, one of the sketches in one of his notebooks. I mean, it's vile. And remember, he had the sketch of the church layout, the specific perfect layout of the church, at least from you know, his hand drawing. And they took his knife and went bam, and he slammed it on the excuse me, my little springs here are making noise. He slammed it on there. It's just sick, wicked, sick, evil. But his parents entertained everything. And I believe the reason why he had the guns in their house is because everything he wanted. Remember, the left, I played you the lieutenant governor, whatever they say they want, you do.
Right.
They are in charge. If they say cut my wiener off, excuse me, but they say cut my wiener off, you cut that wiener off. They say they're old enough to have guns, or maybe they're not. Because remember Adam Lanza, same thing. You literally, at Sandy Hook, you do what they want. You appease them. You give them what they want, and that will keep them in check. And it's the opposite. That's what this guy, that's why this guy had all these guns. That's why this guy is clearly far, far mentally ill and has needed help for 6, 7, 8 years. And they entertained all the mental illness and went with it. Same thing with the guns. I think it's all about you're in charge. We're not. We're so sorry. Oh, we're so guilty. Fits in with the white guilty liberal crap, all that stuff. Go ahead.
The other point I want to make, and then I'll let you go, is
No. You don't let me go. I let you go. Nobody lets me go.
Well, I don't want to take up all your time. The other point I want to make is I'm glad that you're sharing snippets of the video that he played.
Yeah.
Because I think our heads have been in the sand for far too long.
Right.
And I think that it's real easy to dismiss stuff if you don't know the fact. Part of the fact of this situation is this individual put a video together, and I mean, you could take screenshots and read the note that he left.
Yeah.
So that you could, like, there's serious issues there, and when the media blasts it out and no one talks about it, it gets dismissed and brushed under the rug. And I think that, you know, kudos for you and the station for letting people hear that, because I think that's part of the problem. When
Peggy,
people
appreciate
don't know, they can't react.
Yeah, exactly right. I appreciate your great call. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day. You too. Thank you. All right. Lines wide open. And by the way, everything I'm playing on the radio, except the transgender terrorist, I'm not retweeting his 20-minute manifest. I'm not doing that. You can find it. It's everywhere. But everything that I'm talking about, everything that I'm playing for you, it's all on my Twitter feed, at Chris Kroc Show. That's at Chris Kroc Show, C-H-R-I-S-K-R-O-K. My daily podcast is up, including this issue we're talking about right now, on Rumble, YouTube, and Trent, you know, whatever, Facebook and Twitter, all that stuff. At Chris Kroc Show, C-H-R-I-S-K-R-O-K. On some of the accounts, it's Kroc Talk, K-R-O-K-T-A-L-K. But here's what I wrote last night in this deep, deep dive I was doing for today's show. There is evil, and this is it. This is exactly it. This is evil. And remember, the parents did everything they were supposed to for this transgender boy, and this is what they got. Now, I want to also add this. We'll add the guns stuff. Do you think more gun laws are going to stop this from happening? Of course not. Of course no gun laws are going to stop this from happening. Minnesota has, I read last night, their laws, their gun laws, their anti-gun laws, whatever, are more strict than any Republican state out there. And look what it got them. They have red flag laws. They have all sorts of, it doesn't matter. Because the parents made him his own god with a little G. He was in charge. They were not. And how much you want to bet the parents had the same thing about white guilt and the DEI crap and all this other stuff? They're walking around guilty and they're afraid and guilty of everything. And it's real sad. The son said he was brainwashed. He brainwashed himself in transgenderism. But the parents, I think, were brainwashed. And I think the parents have mental illness of some kind. Or at least a complete basic lack of understanding about discipline and about who's in charge. It's really a sad, sad, sick and twisted way to be. Let's play some audio. She was talking about some of the things that people are saying. I want to play. Here's CNN, fake news CNN, and they have no idea. This is their chief justice correspondent. Justice correspondent. He talks about justice. He has no idea. And the reporter doesn't correct him either. They have no idea about guns. I don't think they've ever fired a gun. I don't think they know how to load a gun. Listen.
But he said it sounded like the gun was reloaded several times. It seemed like a rifle, he said, a semi-automatic rifle. And it went on for several minutes.
Right. And look, that's not uncommon as well. These things can shoot dozens of bullets, you know, in just one trigger pull, right? And so what happens in this case is sometimes they have enough time to reload. It's one of the most horrific things for students to be sitting there. You saw this in Uvalde. You see this in Newtown repeatedly where a shooter has enough time to reload. And the horrific nature of this is, you know, for little kids to be facing this.
It's just too much to think about.
He's so confident, you know, dozens of bullets on one trigger pull. Adam Lanza didn't have an automatic weapon. This transgender terrorist didn't have an automatic weapon. Audrey Hale, the transgender terrorist in Nashville, didn't have an automatic weapon. An automatic weapon is you pull the trigger and it just goes. I've shot automatic weapons. My son has, with sponsors of mine at gun ranges and such over the years. I mean, this is a basic, simple. I mean, this is like child level knowledge of guns. And he's confidently saying, these are the fools that are telling you about gun laws and how gun violence. They have no idea what they're talking about. Absolutely no idea. I also have here's another one. Here's Amy Klobuchar, U.S. Senator, Democrat from Minnesota.
It, of course, makes me think about guns and all the work we've done to ban these automatic rifles and to do something when it comes to the background checks and everything, and we keep getting thwarted. We were able to pass a limited measure on a bipartisan basis, but not enough to stop something like this. And it just makes you think about that as well, without knowing the details about how he got that gun, if the gun was legal, what kind of gun it was. But it was clearly one of these automatic rifles to be able to shoot that many kids so fast.
earlier this year, of course, I think about the attacker who shot two Minnesota state lawmakers in their homes near Minneapolis.
This was on fake news CNN, and once again, the reporter didn't contradict her, and twice Amy Klobuchar wanted to take all of our guns away, literally says automatic weapons, these automatic weapons. These people literally that are trying to take your guns away in the state of New York, the people that are vilifying your guns, literally don't know a dang thing about weapons, not even basic things about, they have no idea. They just want to ban it. They are freaking clueless. I mean, it's across the board. Don't you think they should know what they're trying to ban? It's unbelievable. Their gross ignorance. So when they come for your guns, the answer is no, no, and no. And it's no before they ask or they try to do it. The answer is no, hell no. Get more guns before these people can take away your guns is what I say. Get more guns. They're going to take as many. They're going to take everything they can away. One of them here is mentioning handguns. Oop, there you go.
I think it's either like you have to be honest and say what will actually work, which is what nobody wants to hear, which is that there are just simply way too many firearms and they're way too accessible. And even if
they're too powerful.
And they're too powerful. Even handguns, too.
Exactly. Take away handguns. Take everything. There's way too many guns. Oh, really? What's the limit? There's way too many guns. Really? Are there way too many pools in America? You know, your child's a lot more likely to die, way statistically, insanely more likely to die if you have a pool in your backyard than a gun in your house. So, but do you understand? There's way too many guns. This is just like, you know, tax the rich. Well, how much is rich? How much should we tax them? At what point do we stop? There's no limit. Take away your freaking guns. We have, can you believe this guy? There's way too many guns. So is this guy going to allocate how many guns I should have in my house? Are you telling me if you think more gun laws are going to stop this from happening? Also coming up next, you must hear a local superintendent of a local school district in Buffalo, the Buffalo area, is saying that kids don't need cell phones in shooting emergencies at schools. You must hear this. We're going to talk about that coming up next. Do you want your child to have a cell phone during school shootings? That's coming up next. It's Chris Grockin for Joe Beamer, News Radio 930 WBEN. News Radio 930 WBEN. This is the Joe Beamer Show. Chris Kroc filling in for Joe. We've got several lines open, 716-803-0930, 716-803-0930, or star 930. Talking about the transgender terrorist in Minneapolis. And the parents did everything the left told them to do and entertained the mental illness the young man had. And I think they appeased him on every step of the way, thinking he would somehow help, including, yeah, I played for you the audio of him with his wicked satanic laugh and other sick things. Just how he, it was, it's really sick. The guy was, it's totally demonic. Parents appeased it. Never did anything from what we can see from any reports to say, you know what, we think you're troubled and you need help. We'll find out more, but I haven't seen anything about that yet. Now, want to add another aspect into this. This is from Niagara Falls school superintendent Mark Laurie on the Minneapolis shooting. He was asked last night on WIVB, you know, they're very aggressive in Niagara Falls schools. They have the magnetic pouch where the kid has to put their cell phone in the magnetic pouch for when they come into school for the day. I support that 100%, by the way. Cell phones are the biggest distraction for kids, one of the biggest, if not the biggest. Second of all, the what happened was earlier on, like maybe, I don't know, 10 years ago, between 5 and 15 years ago, I can't remember exactly when this happened, but I've been doing talk shows for since 2000 full-time, and I remember when parents were so permissive, they kept saying yes for cell phones to their kids because their friends had one, and then you have what I call a tidal wave of permissive parents allowing their kids to have cell phones in the schools, and the schools were so overwhelmed, they decided to appease the parents, and they changed the rules, said, sure, you can bring a cell phone in, and they lied. They lied and said it was helping education. They could use the phone or a tablet. It was all a lie, and we all knew it. It was because they were overwhelmed. And then they found out, and we've all found out through research, statistics, all that kind of stuff and reporting over the past, again, 5-10 years, cell phones are a massive distraction, and they are absolutely destroying education, the classroom, and the environment. Well, last night he was asked in WIVB, the superintendent of Niagara Falls Schools, was asked about cell phones and in light of the Minneapolis shooting, whether the students should have them. And he said the last thing we want students to have in that moment is a cell phone. The last thing in a school shooting that we want to have students have in that moment is a cell phone. He says, as I've said, it would distract students, make sounds, etc. during a classroom. And some people are completely off put by this. How dare you? My child can call 911. How dare you? My child can call and tell me where they're at. First of all, this is very, very true statistically. You are more likely, I'll never forget when I saw this one two, 3 years ago or a year or two ago. You are literally, you can look up and just Google it yourself. Look up, what are the chances of a school shooting happening in my child's school? And then look up, what are the chances of getting struck by lightning? Your child is more likely to be struck by lightning than be in a school shooting. So if you are terrified, or, I mean, look, it's totally normal for you and me to think about our children. I got two. They're older now, 19 and 22, but they're still in school. They're in college. Absolutely, this can happen. I mean, you can name off all the college shootings. Virginia Tech is one of the biggest ones. So I do think about this, especially in conjunction with my kids, my wife, myself. I carry. I do conceal carry, the more of this stuff I hear, the more it's like, you got to carry. And when I say you got to carry, it doesn't mean to be Sheriff Bob. It just means you'll know if you need it. And if you don't need it, you don't pull it out. I've been a carrying for 10 plus years, I think. I've never pulled it out, never even thought about it. It's there when you know it's time to pull it out. And that doesn't mean you're going to be a hero, but can you imagine if somebody in that church was carrying? Because he was killed in the back of the church by one of the cops. Can you imagine if somebody in that church was carrying and could return fire? It would change the whole narrative. But let's go back to the schools. How do you feel about your school, perhaps, like Niagara Falls Schools? How do you feel about saying cell phones for your child in a school? The last thing we want is to have that in that moment of a school shooting is a cell phone. How do you feel about that? I totally think that I still think they should not be allowed. And if kids are calling, I know it could help. I'm not trying to say that it wouldn't help. But chaos, it's a lot more problems. And maybe it would help. But you know what? Your child is more likely to get struck by lightning. So honestly, if you really think this is important, before you act on this with the schools, with the cell phones, make sure you get your child a lightning suit so that if they get struck by lightning, they'll be safe. And make sure they wear it all the time. All right, because they will need a suit to protect themselves if they have such of a thing, a lightning protection suit. You'll need that. Your child will need that before they would need to have a cell phone in a classroom because of a school shooting. How do you feel about that? Do you appreciate what the superintendent of Niagara Falls School said? With the last thing they'd want is to have a cell phone on the children. Our lines are almost wide open. There's a couple people. 716-803-0930, 716-803-0930. Let's go to Dave and Bert. You are on News Radio 930 WBEN. Chris in for Joe. Hello.
Hi, Chris. Pleasure to speak with you.
You too.
I have to ask. I just went to my annual physical. Nothing, you know, just routine. I'm also a permit holder, been for decades.
Good.
The first thing you get when you go to any medical facility is a clipboard with about four pages of mostly mental health questions.
Yeah.
You know, beyond whatever you went in there for, they want to know what sort of frame of mind you're in.
Right.
And if a person such as this starts out their adolescent life saying, I need something to control my emotions and my actions. When you go to the doctor, they don't just hand that over. You have to go repeatedly. They try everything organically, lifestyle changes, you name it. If you get to the point where you get a prescription to control your emotions, your actions synthetically versus organically, you should never, ever be anywhere near a trigger at any time. You know, so this state loves to put you through the ringer when you ask for a permit, and I'm not sure exactly who's signing off on it.
But I'm just wondering if there's some way to have that doctor, that healthcare provider, sign off and see if they didn't lie all the way through, because they had the questionnaire as well, and say, sure, this guy's of sound mind, but they would never, ever, at least on their own accord, go and buy a firearm. Maybe they'd pick up one from a friend or a parent or something, but they wouldn't have that kind of access. And it just, you know, my guess is that it would somehow be abused in this state, and everybody and their brother would say he shouldn't have a gun, but just wondering if there's some way or another to institute that double check.
Let me talk to you about that. So you said if somebody has synthetic medications for a mental illness of some kind, they should not be allowed to have a trigger near them. Do you think that anxiety and depression are intertwined? It's not the same thing, but they're intertwined. There's a lot of medications that people take for anxiety that are also taken for other people that have depression. Would that be one of the things you would say you shouldn't have a gun?
I would say it depends on the symptoms of why you're being prescribed that. If you say to the doctor, you know, I get through my day, I'm doing all right, that's one thing. I need a little help. But if they've been with you for long enough, then they pretty much know maybe, or hopefully you're honest. They say two people never to lie to is your doctor and your lawyer. Is that, you know, if you say, you know, I want to hurt myself, or I can't even get out of bed in the morning, you got some sort of a reaction to normal life's events that puts you into a position where you are not in control and you need to be steady medicated, then I think you need to draw a line somewhere between
so
basic.
I like the idea if you're checked into a mental institution, you know, for example, that's a no brainer. But other than that, I don't want to give my doctor the power to take away my Second Amendment right. And a lot of people, I think you'd be stunned if you know, maybe you wouldn't be, maybe you know this already, that how many people are on some kind of a medication for mental health issues, many of whom might be your neighbors, your friends, their children, or your coworkers, or your children's schoolmates who seem perfectly healthy and happy. And so, number one, the medication is a huge no for me. Something more like schizophrenia and stuff, I'd be much more likely to say, ooh, you know. But here's the problem. If you go down this path, you're going to have so many people, like myself. Most of us people behind the microphone are a little bit nuts, truthfully. And, you know, you have to be to want to be on stage. But, you know, I take some medication for anxiety. I've taken it for 20-some-odd years. And it's insane to have somebody think that my doctor, and you know, we have doctors that are leftists that you don't know until you go there for a while. And I just can you imagine a doctor saying you can't have your Second Amendment right? I mean, I don't ever want a doctor having that right. I think the legislature could pass something like saying if you're in a mental institution, you can't have a weapon until you're cleared. I don't know. But that's about all I'm willing to go.
It's a slippery slope. I agree that it could be highly abused. I'm just wondering, somehow through the process, some sort of intervention or a block, you know, when it's just an obvious case, you know, to just a double check, you know, a stall on the purchase, you know, that you know, just to stop the idea that, I mean, well, in this case here, it's just obvious. But
well, the, you know, yeah. The other thing is, the other thing, he had no criminal past, and he'd never been, as far as we know so far, has never been committed or put in for an overnight hold for mental illness. And I think if you're put in some kind of a hold, you know, or, you know, put into a mental institution for whatever, a 24, 72-hour hold, that there should be some kind of a process, maybe. Other than that, I ain't going nowhere with this. And the idea that we need more laws is the last thing, because the left will take any single law they can to make sure that we cannot get guns. I played you some audio in the previous segment saying that they're saying these are automatic weapons. They're not. These are the idiots, like several people on fake news CNN, including experts, quote unquote. You have Senator Amy Klobuchar saying it was an automatic weapon. These people don't know what the heck they're talking about in any way, shape, or form. ever. So, I mean, I don't want any of these people having any control over my Second Amendment right, unless you want to start going down, well, you know, this First Amendment things, we should start doing some First Amendment things, like this Orwellian crap that Joe Biden wanted to do with his administration. You know, let's have Scary Poppins be editing us online or banning us from being online because of our conservative views kind of thing. It's crazy.
Well, I agree with you in that context. I'm just wondering maybe the process of the permit itself, when you fill that out, that there's some sort of a tricky questions or something that might just trigger a flag or something that just, you know.
Well, the people that get permits, the people that get permits overwhelmingly are not going to be committing crimes. The state of Texas, George W. Bush, when he was the governor of the state of Texas, he passed concealed carry after the Luby's massacre. A guy drove his car into a Luby's, which is like a cafeteria-style restaurant, and he got out and gunned down like 18 to 20-some-odd people. And one of the women in there survived, had a handgun in her glove box. If she would have had it, she would have been able to pop and drop this SOB. And so that's what started concealed carry in the state of Texas, you know, 25, 35 years ago, whatever it was. And the studies have been done over a 20-year period, and you're 12 times more likely to not commit a crime if you have a concealed carry weapon. I appreciate your call. Thank you very much for your call, sir. Lines wide open at 716-803-0930, 716-803-0930. Yeah, you're 12 times more likely to not commit a crime if you are a concealed carry holder. And as one who has had to renew mine, but the first time, your fingerprint's going, it's an FBI check. It's like the most in-depth check that you can get. And so, you know, whatever it is, what it is. But, you know, look, I'm not willing to do any of this crap. I'm willing to do stuff about people who are checked into a mental facility. Other than that, absolutely not. No is my answer to that. 716-803-0930, 716-803-0930. Let's go to this, too. And feel free to chime in still on the superintendent of Niagara Falls School saying the last thing we want is students to have in that moment, a school shooting, a cell phone. I agree with him. It's actually not during the shooting. I agree that the shooting is so much less likely than your child to get struck by lightning. I also agree that since shootings are less likely than a lightning strike, that they are a massive distraction and a massive destroyer of education in our classrooms and schools. So that is more important than a lightning strike's chance, less than a lightning strike chance of being a school shooting, period. It's destroying education. So if you want to chime in on that, that's great. But let's also go to this. This is huge. Jen Psaki tweeted out, and she sat on her show crying last night, prayer is not freaking enough on fake news. What are they? MSN? They're not even MSNBC anymore. I don't know, whatever they are. She said, prayer is not freaking enough. Prayers do not end school shootings. Prayers do not make parents feel safe sending their kids to school. Prayer does not bring these kids back. Enough with the thoughts and prayers. Here is what Caroline Leavitt, press secretary for President Trump, said just in the past hour.
Yes, I saw the comments of my predecessor, Ms. Psaki, and frankly, I think they're incredibly insensitive and disrespectful to the tens of millions of Americans of faith across this country who believe in the power of prayer, who believe that prayer works, and who believe that in a time of mourning like this, when beautiful young children were killed while praying in a church, it's utterly disrespectful to deride the power of prayer in this country, and it's disrespectful to the millions of Americans of faith. And I would encourage Ms. Psaki to pray for these families themselves who need it right now more.
Now, this might surprise you, but Jen Psaki is right. I pray all the time, all the time. Go to church regularly, have for years. Etc. But she's actually right that prayer is not enough. And I'm going to tell you why she's right. It's not because of what she thinks, by the way. It's just what she said is right. And I'll explain coming up next. This is Chris Kroc in for Joe Beamer on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT. It.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive. Combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control, or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals, or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
News Radio 930 WBEN, Chris Kroc in for Joe Beamer. Lines wide open, 716-803-0930, 716-803-0930 or star 930 on your cell phone. Okay, so I played you in the last segment. Caroline Leavitt, spokesperson for Donald J. Trump. She does a great job. She's basically attacking Jen Psaki for saying prayer is not freaking enough. Prayers does not end school shootings. Prayers does not make parents feel safe. Sending their kids to school, prayer does not bring these kids back enough with the thoughts and prayers. Now, let me clarify when I said she's right. She's not right in the way that she agrees with me, because I don't agree with her in where she's coming from, but she's right. Prayers are not enough, because there's two things we must do, whether it's you trying to get a job, whether it's you trying to overcome a difficulty, whether it's you facing an illness, whatever it is. Great book by Mark Batterson. He's a pastor out of D.C., called Praying Circles, says we should act like it, pray like it depends on God. So prayer is very important. It's your strongest weapon in your arsenal. Pray like it depends on God, but act like it depends on you. Pray like it depends on God, act like it depends on you. What does that mean? That means you do both. You do the most important thing, which is prayer, because nothing is more powerful than prayer. And the second thing you do is whatever you can do to make the situation safer or better. Both. So let's just make up another totally out of the subject discussion for sake of argument or whatever, for sake of explanation. Let's say you need a job. So you apply everywhere, you scour, you do everything you can to get that job. You target the employers that you want to work for, and then you pray like it depends on God. So you're doing both. After that, you're done. You've done your work. Then you can let go. Then you can, you know, be free from anxiety or worry that you're not doing, you know, the right thing. And I'm going to pick apart the last couple sentences of what Psaki said here. So she says, prayer is not freaking enough. Prayer does not end school shootings. It can. Prayers do not make parents feel safe. I put eyes on the one who said, I can, not her, not her. It can. She says, prayers do not make parents feel safe sending their kids to school. That's a lie. Because God is your protector, with a capital P, and there is nothing more powerful than God's protection. There will never be anything more powerful. So she's wrong on that. But you also want to make your kids safe with school by doing what you can physically and, you know, humanly possible here on Earth with your abilities. She says prayer does not bring these kids back. Well, it can, but that hasn't happened in a while. enough with the thoughts and prayers, she says. Now, that is exactly that. Okay, that is attacking. That's an attack. So that is attacking thoughts and prayers. Look, thoughts are irrelevant to me. I swear to you, I can't stand it. Oh, good, sending good vibes. If you want to make me vomit my mouth, put that up on a Facebook. Sending good vibes. What the hell is that? Don't tell me if you're gonna don't send me that. I'd rather have you say nothing than say I'm sending good vibes. What is that crap? Get out of here. Take that secular crap and throw it in the trash. All right, Debbie in Niagara Falls, you have some serious thoughts on the superintendent of Niagara Falls saying the last thing we need in a school shooting is children with cell phones. Hello, Debbie, and welcome to the Joe Beamer Show, News Radio 930 WBEN.
You know, I wanted to voice my support. I totally agree. Superintendent Lori still has a brain in his head, and I totally agree with his thoughts on that. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And why do you agree on that?
The kids don't need to be distracted. It's not like a cell phone's an instantaneous reaction. I just feel they need to be listening to the teacher, to the immediate instructions at hand if something is going on like that. I agree with it with multiple reasons, but I really wanted to call.
Well, I want your second point, but let me finish off on this. But what if there's a school shooting and the children don't have their cell phone?
So, I mean, what? There's a school shooting and the matter at hand, the classroom would be ordered by the teacher and the teacher's aide, and the kids need to be following whatever instructions are being given, verbal and nonverbal, by the who's ever in the classroom, the teacher, the aide, the assistant at that time, not distracted by their cell phones.
Right. Best case scenario, in certain instances, it might help the cops know something going on, but that's if it's a shooting. And as I mentioned earlier, statistically, your child is more likely to get struck by lightning than be in a school shooting. What's your next big point you want to get into in a separate? Go ahead.
Yeah, the teachers also would have their phones. The office staff, the other employees would have their phones, so they most likely would be calling 911. But who's ever in the classroom would be directing the students, and that's what the students need to be listening to.
What's your other point?
I do agree with the prayer that it's necessary. I don't agree with Jen Psaki that, yes, I do agree. It's the start. It's the basis. It's the foundation. It's the first thing. Those of us who believe in prayer, we will be praying for the Niagara Falls Public Schools next week. We're going to gather together and pray because we know that is the foundation. Also, letting your opinions be known. And just quickly, this isn't quite along the lines, but I thought of the top shooter. The year before that incident happened, he was a high school senior. He wasn't a hardened criminal who was calling for help. Didn't he draw those violent drawings? And that the teacher sent the drawings and the boy to the
let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a quick question. Is this since I'm not a Buffalo guy, I'm filling in. I'm from out of state. Is this, are you referring to the shooting of the African-American people targeted at the grocery store?
Yes, and the year before this happened, he was calling for help. Mm-hmm. He was a high school senior, was evaluated. I'm a retired RN, was evaluated and then was cleared with no problem. I mean, I really, my opinion, whoever cleared him, his guidance counselors, I mean, I'm just saying this. I'm a great grandmother. My kids are out of school. Mm-hmm. They really need to examine if their children are complaining or they notice that they're having issues. What is the guidance counselor telling them? If they are being evaluated and cleared, the parents need to, if they're in the picture, the guardians, the caretakers need to really examine what happened. And I really hold at fault whoever cleared that young man in the top shooting as being totally fine.
kind of makes me think about a judge who set somebody free on bond or with no bond, you know, and you know, we have no cash bail in New York, which is insane.
Right.
In most cases. Like, there's a woman who just was protesting yesterday, and she was in the news about her daughter being killed with a man who was convicted of murder and then was out, and then he had two handguns, and he went to her house and was choking her when she had a restraining order, and there was a handgun by her, and he was let out, you know, again, like with the New York justice system, some judge let him out, and then he murdered her. And the mom said last night in the news, she said, I'm a Democrat. My daughter was a Democrat. This isn't about politics. But and then she said a horrible thing. I'm not attacking her, but she said, I'm sorry. But just because, you know, you're a Democrat doesn't mean you can't. And she shouldn't be sorry. This is right versus wrong. This is good versus evil. And that judge that let him get out is responsible for her death, period.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate
adults, but in high school, with the high school kids, parents really need to take a look at what's going on, what the kids are being taught. And if they're having them evaluated psychologically, as that young man was the top shooter, and they're clear, the parents really need to, or the guardians need to really investigate those matters. And even with this young man, it didn't happen overnight. Mental illness does not happen overnight. And I'm not saying he's mentally ill.
Well, no. The parents, literally gave him everything he wanted. He said he was a woman, and they gave it to him. They changed his name legally when he was 17. He wasn't radicalized. In his own words, he said he was radicalized brainwashed. I brainwashed myself. They let him get brainwashed, and he didn't just all of a sudden at 17 want to get his name changed that they signed up on a court document. This probably took 2 or 3 or 4 years. They took his mental illness and said, you're right. We're wrong. You are the parent. You are in charge. Taking the words of the – let me play the lieutenant governor of Minnesota when Governor Walz signed that transgender – we're a transgender, what do they call it? A sanctuary state. Here, listen.
Yeah.
Because let's be clear. This is life-affirming and life-saving healthcare. When our children tell us who they are, it is our job as grown-ups to listen and to believe them.
Yes, he's in charge. He's God. He's God with a little G. He determines his sex. And mom and dad did everything the left tells them to do, including that lieutenant governor. And look where it got him.
Yeah, so there are there's differences of opinion on that advice. And I just strongly encourage the parents to look in and evaluate. You know your own child best.
And they sure did. And they said, he's in charge. We're not. Whatever he wants, we get. Because that's the cult of this transgenderism stuff with these kids. I appreciate your call. Have a great day. Joe, let's go to you in Orchard Park. You're on the Joe Beamer Show, News Radio 930 WBEN. Chris Kroc filling in for Joe. Hello.
Hey, Chris. I just first got to tell you, you are the best thing I've heard on radio in a very, very long time. You got a great show.
Thank you.
I just wanted to point out how protecting school children is very similar to the issue of our southern border security. And that is, you always have to look at the true motive of the Democrat Marxist. Now, in the southern border, they want a big border bill. And that border bill has to involve immigration and giving and Republicans giving up their opposition to illegal aliens having the right to vote, because they will not pass just a border wall bill because they know that will solve the problem. 47 has already proven that, and he doesn't even have the whole dang wall built yet.
Right.
So that's why it has to be one package. Same with the security of schools. They don't want to talk about fortifying schools to protect the children. They want to also, there has to be something about taking away citizens' rights for gun ownership involved with that.
Right.
Because they know if there's just a bill on fortifying the schools, problem solved. The problem will be so insignificant, we'll no longer have to worry about anything like that.
You know what you're making me think about, which is extraordinarily important? We have this in Texas, where I'm at, in Dallas. Teachers and faculty members, janitor, whatever, administrators can carry firearms. And what's been interesting is the suburban and city districts, as you would imagine, no way in hell will they do it, but they should. But some of the suburbs have increased more in doing this little by little. And the best way to harden that school, metal detectors do not work. It's a joke, and it turns it into a prison. It's an absolute disgrace and a joke. And I've there's been people that I've called from interviews. For example, there's a guy out of Atlanta that's a school shooting expert for hardening and stuff that was in our local news when there was something that went on in Dallas-Fort Worth. And then there was the retired police chief of Dallas ISD, Dallas Independent School District. He's now an expert in school shooting stuff and, you know, is a consultant and all this stuff. And they both said the same thing. Statistically, metal detectors don't work, but they will make your child feel like they're in prison. Clear backpacks do not work. And if they want to get the gun in there, they will get it in, whether through a window, a door that's unlocked by one of their friends. So what does work is I have no problem with hardening the doors and enforcing the locks and doing mandatory. We have in the state of Texas, we passed after Uvalde, a law, a couple different things. One of them is mandatory checks that they don't get notice, where agents of the state will show up at these schools and walk around and check the doors and do all sorts of stuff, and we're going to freaking nail you, which we want to do. Number two, because let me tell you something, these districts, big city districts, Fort Worth is 30 miles from Dallas. We're part of the same metroplex they call it. Fort Worth is a city of over a million people, and the Fort Worth ISD is a freaking joke. Somebody walked in, this is a year or two ago, this has been a big story for years, you know, this kind of a topic. They walked into the school, the middle of the day was open, and guess who was in between the double doors? A security guard sleeping. That's the BS. You know who protects you? You know who protects you? You know who loves you? You know who will die for you? Most of the teachers and most of the faculty members. And you know what they do? They need if they're trained, and how we do it in Texas is you got to pass a psychological background check. The school board has to approve it. And you have to, if the test is in depth, school shooting, not school shooting, but, active shooter training, not just getting, you know, basics on guns and basic testing, but you have to go through active shooter training so that you are fully trained on how to respond in an active shooting situation in a school. And so that, you know, the guy in Uvalde who was crying and went through hell, who was in that classroom that survived, he's rabidly anti-gun. And it was very touching when he was crying and talking about it in that week after it happened. But he wants to take away our guns. And I'm going to tell you right now, I can guarantee you that guy, if he had a gun nearby him, he would have used it, even though he's anti-gun, because that was the only hope. So we need our faculty, whether it be a janitor, anyone that is that passes the psychological, the basic test, that can get the proficiency of a weapon. And you don't have to be a marksman, just be moderately proficient at best. And then you also get the active shooter training, and they do that every year. That's how you save and protect these damn schools. If you can get one teacher, let's just make up a shape of a school as a rectangular, a square shape. If you can get one teacher on every wing, if you will, so that maybe you get 20 classrooms down a wing, I don't know, 30 classrooms. If you get one teacher in every wing there, or two, so that one's always there, that's how you do it. Pop and drop.
Yeah.
The cops will never, ever show up until 8 minutes is the average response time. You're dead, and it's over within 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, the hysterical argument from the left is that armed teachers would have bullets flying everywhere and more kids would be killed.
No, that's a lie.
Well, the thing is, these people that come into the schools to shoot kids, they're cowards. A teacher would have to fire one round, and that person would head in the other direction.
Yeah. Almost always what happens is they kill themselves or they put the weapon down because they're cowards. You're right. I appreciate you very much, Joe. I appreciate you. Have a great day, sir.
Thanks.
Let's go to Joe Beamer, the host of this show. And, Joe, I really enjoyed our talk last week, last Thursday. And here we are, brother. And tell me what you got going on today.
Well, Chris, I'd like to go back to cell phones. I know you were talking about the phones in school. You know, I... 20 years ago, I was in high school, and you know, very few of us had a brick phone, Nokia brick phone in school. And if you did, and you took it out in class, it went to the principal's desk, and you got detention. So I'm going to tie that in with: do you feel if your kid, you know, going back to school next week, do you feel safer because your kid has the phone? Because all I think of is that's just another distraction when trying to find out. Because what are you going to do? Call your parent, and then the parent's there helpless on the other end, hearing the chaos. That's not going to help.
They're going to show up at the school district and panic and get in the way.
Exactly. So I want to get the listeners' thoughts on that. I'm going to give you my thoughts because, again, you know, I mean. My last year, my senior year of high school, 07, is when, you know, more people started having phones. But again, phones were nothing like they are today. We're talking about the Razor and the Sidekick. That's Sidekick, I said. So I want to talk a little bit about that and also kind of expand on what Mark Laurie is talking about at the fall school. Because, you put your phone away in school. Chris, I think we've all been to a place where maybe the employees need to put the phone away when they're on the clock.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And people need to put their phone away when they come up to the gas station counter or the restaurant counter. And if you don't, then just get out, just leave. Don't come to the counter. Go talk somewhere else and then come to the counter when you're off your phone. It's totally rude.
I was at a big box store yesterday, and two items from the person behind me got put into my bag, and I didn't notice until I was in the car. And it's because the person was cashing me out while they were on their phone, which, some manager should come by and say, hey,
wait a minute, put
the phone down.
Somebody was ringing you up at a big box store while they were on the phone?
Yes, while they were on their phone, and two items that were not mine got into my bag. This is why I usually use the self-checkout, but now because of crime in New York State, the self-checkout is closed after 8 p.m. at this particular store.
Of course.
Yeah, so.
Okay, it's just unbelievable. That crap doesn't play here in Texas. That's unbelievable.
Well,
I wonder what I would have done because sometimes I might go, depending on the situation, I know it depends if you're, I wasn't there with you, but like, I might go say, I might say something, not mean and nasty, but just, can you please get off your phone or just hold on 1 second and go see if I can find a manager or ask for the manager. That's insane.
Yeah, you would think that a manager sees this. I mean, I remember I worked 6 months at the Jubilee Food Markets in 2004, and there was always a manager somewhere near the registers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To me, the fact, I don't
Goldtar
believe
the keymaster is standing by
to unlock
the register.
Like, I don't believe a higher-up didn't see this going on. The problem is the higher-ups now are also on their cell phones. So it's a bigger problem, Chris. We're learning this is starting in the schools because they're not cracking down on it like they were when I was when I was trying to play Snake on my Nokia cell phone. But I got to tell you, Chris. Also later, UB kicks off their season tonight, and they're playing at Minnesota. I actually think UB has a chance to pull an upset tonight on FS1. And then I'll be on a plane Saturday morning heading down to Atlanta for the big Hokie game against South Carolina on Sunday afternoon. So
nice.
This is my time of year. College football season, NFL, let's go.
I'm going to tell you, I'm so jealous of your weather. I told my wife the other day, I'm like, this is insane. It's 96 degrees here today, and it's, it could be 99, 105. It's just this. I'm a Midwestern guy. I'm from Chicago. When I hear about your 72 degrees, I saw last night. I told my wife, I'm like, it was 72 degrees for the high. She's like, oh my gosh, we would love that.
Yeah, we're dipping down to 49 tomorrow. So,
49
at night. Yes! Windows open tomorrow night.
But you get nailed with cold weather. That's the thing.
Yeah,
really nailed. I mean, bad. We saw the natural disaster there from the storm, the winter storm that shut down Buffalo.
I spent it right in this chair for 3 straight days as my wife was 5 months pregnant.
Oh, brother.
Yeah.
Hey, it's been great to get to know you on the radio. Look forward to seeing you next time on the radio. Appreciate you very much. Have a great show coming up next, Joe. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate you, man.
All right. Take care. I still think of Cracker Barrel when Joe's talking about how he loves to go to Cracker Barrel. Of course, now they're woke, so he probably doesn't. Anyways, if you want to follow me on social media, at Chris Kroc Show, at Chris Kroc Show, C-H-R-A-S-K-R-O-K on Twitter, and also on the other ones like Rumble, YouTube, at Kroc Talk, K-R-O-K-T-A-L-K. I'll see you next time. This is News Radio 930 WBEN.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game.
They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.